Hi there, I'd like to thank you for listening to Seek the Truth podcasts. It's really good to have your company. We're just going to be a couple of minutes, and I trust that God would bless you through his word today. We do believe at Seek the Truth that the Bible is the word of God. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and we believe that he died to pay for our wrong, our sin, but that he rose from the dead on the third day, and that we are privileged to announce to men and women across our world of all cultures and backgrounds that through this man Jesus is preached the forgiveness of sins. We have been working our way through Dr. Luke's diaries, not necessarily doing that every week, but we have done it pretty regularly and most weeks. And we're in a little series at the moment based in Luke chapter 15, and I've headed it up, The Value of a Lost Soul. This is part three. The other two parts were about a man who had 100 sheep and he lost one. And then the second one was about a lady who had 10 coins and she lost one. Well, you could work out the percentages, not for me to teach you arithmetic today, but today we're going to think about a man who had two sons and he lost one. You say, well, how did he lose them? Well, he went off having gathered together all that his father was going to leave him upon his death, and he went, the Bible says, into a far country. And he wasted his substance with riotous living. Everything God had given him, he took, and he wasted it far away from God. Well, that's the picture that's being painted. It's far away from his father, as far as the story's concerned. But I think it's a very vivid picture of you and me. God has given us life and breath. He's given us food and gladness. He's given us so much in life, but we take what he's given us and we waste it far away from him. We don't think about him. We're not concerned about him. But one day, this son realised he hit rock bottom. He realised everything in his life. He'd made a mistake. Oh, he'd had great fun. He'd had good friends. He'd had excitement, but it was empty. It was pointless. He'd hit the bottom. And he decided to return to his father and confess that he'd sinned and seek forgiveness. That is actually how God views the human being. A person away in a far place, having wasted what God gave him, and yet empty and pointless, and he looks forward to the day when they realise there's better back with God. Turn to God today. Confess the emptiness and the sin of your life. Realise that his son died for you upon the cross, and God will welcome you with open arms. He wants to forgive. The Bible says he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That is a change of mind and direction. May God bless you today. Thanks for listening. Please listen to more podcasts and please get back to us if you have any questions. You'll find the details on the website, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for your attention.